What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's
free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Welcome to TMG episode 171.
Wow.
That's a fuck ton of episodes, dude.
Yeah, it really is. I rolled over and, you know, just before climbing into this seat, I was in my bed listening to the sweet sounds of Garth Brooks.
Oh, were you?
You didn't hear him?
At the inauguration, I didn't watch that part. How was it?
Did you hear him inaugurate?
Was it beautiful?
Oh, it was flat.
It was flat?
It was kind of flat.
Like he did a bad job?
I feel bad for him. It must have been windy up there. Like, I feel like his tongue must have been in throat. He's doing Amazing Grace. He go, like. Couldn't hit that me.
Amazing Grace.
It was like this fall off on the second word and everything.
Grace. He wasn't hitting the word grace.
He couldn't hit the.
Like
me. It wasn't big and strong. It was just.
Oh, and you're sitting there like, it's E. It's E flat. E sharp flat.
I took I took screenshots in the Periscope.
You're watching the Periscope?
I mean, it was on Twitter. I just clicked through.
Oh, right, okay.
Bro, I was crying because...
That always cracks me up, man. Periscope.
The chat was locked because there are too many people spamming it, so they had to slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't see anything in the chat for a while until this fool is ass. Wait.
That's funny. That's funny. Because it's like clearly someone who doesn't know who Garth Brooks is either.
Yeah.
Like calling him this fool.
Yeah.
Who is this rando?
That's this the fucking, part that tripped me out.
Who is this rando?
Garth got, you know, he got a little, he's looking like Dana White. He got a little thick. I remember Garth being skinnier.
Really?
Yeah, let me look at Garth Brooks young. Garth Brooks young. Also, his name is Garth. I've never really processed that until today. His name is Garth.
Oh, my boy is thick now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like before, you know, he was just...
My boy been eating this quarantine.
Yeah.
As have I, my friend.
Yeah.
Respect.
Someone else.
Dude, he looks like Alex Jones, man.
Yeah, that's I was gonna say someone else said when he came out on stage, I thought that was Alex Jones.
Oh man. And so he wasn't hitting it. He wasn't on tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, today, the worst part afternoon. He said. He goes, first of all, he's holding the mic away like here, you know?
Yeah.
Doing the singer shit all the way over here.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I said, man, put that shit right here. You need as much as you can get. Don't do this. You need it right here.
Why? Wait, why? If it was it'd probably be better if it was further away.
No, I think he needed as much anything. A little distortion, something to just help it.
Why don't they tune it? Why don't they throw a little autotune on there?
They should have. They should have had the board op should have just threw a little sauce on there. Just a little, like, man, just give him like just... A
just
bump.
Turn it up there too.
Yeah, just a little.
We'll give him a little bump.
Then because you know Garth is smart. He would have heard that. Like, he would have. Oh, I got it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like me.
Amazing. And he would have just. Then he would have gone on a fucking run. You know.
Yeah,
he would have done one of those crazy vocal runs. Amazing.
Dude. And so the worst part is he, you know, he's got it away. And then he says, sing along with me, even at home. Nobody sang along. Wasn't anybody singing along. I think Beyonce was in the crowd, and I think she looked down. I think she went, oh, boy.
Yeah.
She said, oh, Garth.
And he's like, He's like, hey, Beyonce. I see you over there.
I see you over there.
I see you over there. Why don't you sing?
Sing along with
Come
me.
On.
Just doing open mic, like dead crowd comedian shit. Nine people in the crowd comedian shit. Hey, well, we got a singer here. Come on, sing along with me.
Come on, I know you got it. Come on. Let's
sing,
go.
Sing, Grace.
Come on, sing
Come
it.
On.
Come on.
Come on. She's like, I can't. Come like, on. No, come on, come on.
Come on, Lady Gaga. I see you over there, Lady Gaga. Come on, sing with me. Come on. Come on. He's like starting to get a little frustrating. Come on, sing it. Amazing. Come on. What the fuck? Come on.
Goes on an angry comedian tirade in the middle. Man, fuck this, man. I'm not going to let you fucking assholes make me feel like I don't know what I do.
Look, I know. I gained a little weight, okay?
I might be thick, but I'm not dumb. You understand? I might be thick, I'm not dumb. I've been doing this job a long time.
It's windy up here, goddammit. Do you not see the fucking gale force winds going on right now? Come on, Lady Gaga, sing it with me. Come on. Like Amazing Grace.
Picking on senators and shit. Bernie, you should be happy I'm up here singing and it's not you with your terrible-ass voice. Flat, fucking, chalky-ass, gizzard voice. Adam's apple getting in the way of every note you produce from that fucking thing. Should be happy I'm up here. Now, come on now. Amazing. Come on.
Come on. Come the fuck on. People Sound of guy. D.C. What'd you say?
He's like, he just starts getting to the, I knew the show was going to be shit. I met that sound guy. I knew something was wrong.
I knew it.
His
knew
left
it.
Ear was crooked. I said, I know he's going to fuck this up. And here we are.
Throw some goddamn tune on my shit.
Give me
brother.
Make it wet, you dummy. Amazing.
I sound like shit. God damn it. I sound like ass.
It's too many flags messing up the wind. I can't hit shit up here.
I'm fucking nervous, too. I've been sweating all morning. I had diarrhea for like 3 hours before this.
Half my fans wear the red hat. You know how crazy it is for me to be up here right now?
I'm alienating half my goddamn fan base, and I'm turning the other half off because I'm sucking ass up here.
My agent was tearing into me before I came up here, so your Spotify numbers is eating shit. I'm like, what the fuck you want me to do? I ain't had a live show in a year.
All I did is eat.
Now I come up here and find out I can't sing no more. Fuck!
Good guy, though. Good guy for doing it.
All them goddamn raisinettes gave me GERD. I can't sing no more. It just fucked my whole throat up.
Give me GERD. Raisinettes? What the fuck?
Exactly. What the
Random
fuck?
Ass. Random ass. All these bounties. I love a good bounty chocolate bar. You ever eat those?
Let me tell you something. Cooking Almond enough. Joys ain't shit. Almond Joys aren't shit. I've eaten 162 of them in the last month, and I tell you, they do stink. I just need to confirm that for the rest of the world. They do stink.
Oh, man. Feels like when I'm eating a bounty, feels like I'm at a Margaritaville. Whew.
The whole thing is just a big, long tirade for him to go into his new single. Now I'm up here. I can't sing. Bars? I can't sing. I'm flat. I'm thick. And I'm defeated.
It's called Flat and Thick.
Yeah. I wrote y'all a little song called Flat and Thick. Broom. God damn it, I'm flat and thick.
Flat and thick.
Some people listening to this right now, hearing the words flat and thick, and they say, God damn. Fuck, man.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What's the TikTok sound? The Doja Cat best friend shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's my best friend. That's a chorus, dude. That is a chorus. I was listening to that the other day. I was like, God damn, that is catchy.
Wait, did you see? You saw that article about how, you know, due to the economy, some. You good? Sorry. Is there a fly?
Fridge started up, freaking the fuck out.
Sort of fly in your studio.
What were you going to say?
So you saw that OnlyFans article, or the article about people, you know, women turning to OnlyFans.
You know, during because, the pandemic?
Yeah, because they're struggling
nurses
for work.
Nurses and stuff like that.
And,
isn't that what it was about?
Yeah, like, and then...
women that had other jobs that started OnlyFans?
It was for a supplemental income, you know, okay. Or like economy's tough. So they're saying, hey, fuck it. I'm turning OnlyFans. People seem to make cash. And, you know, there was one, you know, creator in the article who said she only made $500. And I had to commend her boldness because, you know, how horrible, like I would feel terrible if I started OnlyFans just to find out I needed to get a job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you
OnlyFans, doesn't OnlyFans seem really easy too?
Yeah,
it's like every girl I follow that signs up, the next day they post a screenshot, top 0.1%. They're making $50 million a year. Like, all you gotta do is sign up. And it's just money.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
Can you imagine starting OnlyFans for yourself and you're like $72.
I mean, yeah. That's probably, yeah, I don't know.
Ow.
Ow. That would suck.
Ow.
It probably is harder than I imagine.
No, it is. Dude, bro, sex work is not a fucking game.
Yeah.
I think that's the part about OnlyFans. It makes it seem like it's Fortnite. Like, you just get on and you grind hours. You're like, dude, that's it. Like, you just.
I think if you already have an audience on something else, it is. It probably is just that. Sign up and boom, it's money. It's money.
Yeah.
Like.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
But, so much money Fat Joe and Khaled made their
let's read this. I didn't even read it. I just saw the headline. Fat Joe and who else?
Khaled.
DJ Khaled made an OnlyFans together. What is it?
I saw the funniest retweet. Who would want to watch these two fuck each other?
What do you think it is? It's just jet ski videos? Like videos of them just cruising on jet skis all day?
It's just a place for Khaled to post his jet ski videos but not worry about his swim trunks coming down the top of his crack.
Yeah, because then...
he's tired of being censored on Instagram for the top of his crack showing when he does his jet ski videos.
Yeah, I mean, they just don't make shorts in the right size, you know?
Yeah, you know.
It's not his bad.
It's not.
Yeah. He should be able to show a little crack on the internet. Yeah. You know, Snapchat keeps fucking him. They keep taking him off, deleting his snaps. The world needs to see his jet ski videos.
Crack. Yeah, Khaled, people need to see Khaled's crack.
Seriously, though, what is it? Do we know? What the fuck was that? Some move in a fridge?
Yeah, no. I found the world's last dinosaur. And I just chilling? Chained his ass to a bike rack.
Nice.
I drilled a bike rack into my concrete backyard and I chained him up to it, and then he's just angry.
He sounds angry.
Yeah. PETA, come and get this dinosaur.
Luke, do we know what Fat Joe's OnlyFans is going to be? No. Yeah, pull it up. I want to see. Let's see. Because you know what's funny is I was doing research for another video, and I went back and I was looking at, do you remember that kid we reacted to for That's Cringe? He was the kid on Sixth Street that used to like hit on girls. His name was Jack Manley.
Yeah.
Remember that? And I went back to his, because I'm like, I was watching newer content like that. There's a lot of content like that on TikTok. People like do tons of man on the street content, and it's 90% is just fucking garbage.
Would you let me fuck you in your butt for 50K?
Yes, exactly. Like, what's your body count? And they say something, and they go, like, the reaction every single time is, oh. That's what they do. They turn to the camera, they go, what? And anyways, I go to the Jack Manley's Twitter, and he's got, like, an exclusive content link or whatever, and he's got an OnlyFans.
Oh, nice.
And then, do you remember that dude, Nerdballer?
Nerdballer. Let me look him up. Maybe if I see his face.
He was the guy. He also did shit on Sixth Street, but he was like, same sort of thing. Like,
oh, yeah, this dude.
How much money to see your titties, but then the money was fake? You
know yeah.
He has a Patreon. He makes 50K a month doing like porn, basically, now. Of which girls like just flashing.
They're just doing Girls Gone Wild.
Yes, pretty much. But I see a use case for OnlyFans there. But what the fuck is Fat Joe and DJ Khaled gonna do?
I mean,
it says, welcome to the, this is the description for their OnlyFans. Welcome to the light, the page for fans to get exclusive motivational and inspirational content, where we will be guiding fans to the light while sharing uplifting insights and behind the scenes of our personal lives. So it's just this is like Claire from.
So it's a blog.
Yeah, basically just a gratitude journaling blog.
It's a vlog. Bro, there's already someone already did this. This dude, Tony Robbins.
Yeah. Don't know if you've
heard of
him.
He's already got this figured out.
And it's $20 a month.
Damn, man. Yeah, we should definitely subscribe on the company card to see what the fuck this shit is.
We should do it.
Yeah, we should do it.
Can you do it right now? We'll talk about something else, and we'll sit back.
Maybe, we edit out the content, you know what I mean? Like, we don't show...
Oh, we can't, because we'll get dinged for copyright. We can talk about the content. So, don't share your screen.
Mean.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Or share your screen, but we won't edit it in.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
But here's
now,
a little thing.
Now this podcast is four guys on the computer, not just two.
It's a LAN party.
It's a LAN party, baby.
But we can talk about this in the meantime. So last episode, we talked about Sweetwater customer service for about an hour.
Yeah, we did.
No, not an hour. 10 minutes. About 10 minutes. And we talked about how they're the most, what would you say, friendly? Overly friendly. Too invasive. They're just...
Most attentive.
Most attentive, yeah. Literally just, you know, texting my phone, DMing Spock on Instagram.
The thirstiest customer service.
Yeah.
The loneliest customer.
So,
I can keep going.
please do.
Anyway, go ahead.
So the guy that I was talking about, this is so funny, dude. His name, I'm not going to say his name, right? Let's call him Alan. Excuse me. So,
change the name every time. So David.
Yeah. So the episode goes live. The episode went live Friday morning, right?
Yeah.
Probably around 9:30, 10 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, so then he texted me at 10:39 a.m. and said, "Hey, Cody, Heard the newest podcast this morning. Seriously funny stuff as always. Keep up the good work, man. Oh, and my banana pancakes are fire for the record. Just an FYI.
This is for real.
This is for real. This is actually him. He texted me that. He heard it within 20 minutes and texted me that. And then I said, ha, 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 glad you liked it. We'll cop some more gear from you guys soon. Right?
Because that's so bad. Cool. I was like, typed that out.
What do you mean?
We'll cop some more gear. You text him like the plug. Oh, yeah. We'll, thank you, bro.
Yeah. I'll hit you soon, man.
I'm going to cop some gear soon. Just had to let him know. A little flex.
Exactly, right?
Now, I'm going to come through and blow a bag, man. Yeah, don't. Yeah. I got you, man.
I'm going to spend a lot of money with you pretty soon. This is basically what I'm saying, right? I'm like, listen, thanks for taking my shit. I know I talked about you, I exposed you, and you're cool about it, so we're going to buy some gear pretty soon. We're setting up a new studio, we're going to buy some gear, right? And then I get a text back, an automated text back that says, sorry, Alan is currently unavailable. If you would like to receive a call to speak with another sales engineer, reply, call, thank you, Sweetwater. This guy fucking curved me.
Yeah.
What the nerve, dude?
Fucking thirsty ass. You did a whole podcast about him, then you double texted him and fucking left on red.
I mean, it's humiliating. I can't believe I even just admitted that on the podcast. It's like, I feel like a bitch.
Get owned, man. Get owned.
Sucks, man. I got fucking curved by my sales rep. And here, well, he's playing games. He's playing games, though, because he's making me think he's interested, right? He's hitting me all the time. I barely text him. Look at this.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Hold on. Let me pull this up.
It's a game with him and his bros, though. It's him and Lewis are laughing at you. He turned to Lewis. He's like, look at this fucking orc double texting me. Look at this goblin trying to get back at me. Look at this fucking bozo.
What's up, Shrek? Fucking ugly ass. Look at this. 4 texts right here in a row that I didn't respond to, right?
That's what you get, bro. Long con.
Dude, here's one. Oh, man, that's so funny. Hey, Cody. Sam placed an order over here and said you sent him our way. Thanks, man. I usually like to send a t-shirt as a gift, as a thank you gift if you want one. This is the kind of service that they're about at Sweetwater, which mostly I'm super down with, but it's when they're, you know, it's when they fucking ice me. That's when I get pissed.
I ordered some shit back in October and they sent me candy.
Yeah, me too.
A little bag of candy.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, it would be so dope if they could issue like a bag of drugs based on the type of gear you own. Like if their customer service went to that level, like if you order like a MIDI controller and like a condenser microphone, and they're like, he's a rapper, send him some weed.
Yeah. Okay.
If you order like guitar strings and some other shit, they send you just like a row of tabs of acid. Just four little stamps, 70s style. Hey, good luck on the creative endeavors. We've thought this might help. Let us know if you make any sweet tunes with your sweet water products.
And if you order, let's think. I don't know.
Oh, if you order like any kind of cultural drum that's played with your hands, but your name is like fucking super American, like John, they send you like ayahuasca.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Kinda,
yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say one of those like flute things. You know, it's like a long flute and then a shorter flute and then a shorter one. What are the
panpipe?
Panpipe, yeah.
Holy fuck, dude.
What? Maybe they send you some mushrooms if you order a panpipe?
Where do panpipes originate from, man? what the hell? Panpipe origin. Okay, the pan flute or panpipes was a musical instrument first used in Segunda.
Fuck off. Fuck you, dude. No.
You almost asked.
No, I didn't. As soon as I heard that red flag,
you said, fuck off. You almost said,
Nope.
Wasn't even close. Wasn't even close. You weren't even close to getting me, dude.
You saw my defense systems go off. I've been working on that. Trust me, dude. I've been training. Strengthening my systems.
Reaction time in the gym. Segunda. No.
Yeah, you said the yes. I heard you say the yes. You got to train a little harder.
A little faster. No, the panpipes are Greek. First used in Greece. What kind of drugs do they do in Greece? Let's find out.
In Greece, they do...
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
They're doing coke. That's what they're doing. Fucking ketamine. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. No, that would be something from like North UK or something, right?
What? Ketamine?
Yeah. Oh, as of 2019, the two primary drugs in Greece are heroin and marijuana. Holy damn. Okay.
I mean, the same with the States.
Yeah. So, you know. Yeah.
Man.
Segunda.
Oh, that's funny. You fucker. You fucker, dude. Watch the Sweetwater guy get me. Hold on. Sorry. I'm just texting.
Noah's bagels. More like Noah's bagel. You see these nuts in your face.
Nice.
Bagel. You see these nuts in your face. By the way, guys.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just have to. I gotta touch on the food thing. Listen, I'm aware that I have inspired an angry mob of people related to my eating. So, you know, just want to say I'm sorry, but as a little gesture of my appreciation for your continued listening, I've brought a bag of unsalted cashews today. And right around 30 minutes, I'm just going to start eating them.
Why?
I'm joking. I'm starting to think of the noisiest shit I had. Come. Shit. Piss. Anyway, what were you about to say? Go ahead.
The OnlyFans is ready. Let's see what we got.
Let's
dive
up,
into the light. Let's see what
line
the light
up,
is
brother.
All about. Let's see it.
Okay.
All right, if we do a highlight clip from this, we got to name it like, we subscribed to DJ Khaled and Fat Joe's OnlyFans, so you didn't have to. You
know? I mean,
classic.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We paid what? We paid 20 bucks for one video?
All right.
All right. What do you think? we've now gone through their entire OnlyFans. There's
definitely balls.
Okay, there's balls.
There's for sure balls involved.
Nice.
All right.
How many?
Two, exactly. There are two balls involved.
What, the basketball and Fat Joe's head?
Yeah. No, they had two different, they used two different basketballs.
Okay, yeah. So we spent about two minutes going through their whole OnlyFans. There's one post right now, and it's a trailer for their basketball game that they're going to play against each other.
One-on-one, and it's only on OnlyFans. What? The fuck?
That's it.
Like, you'd think if you're starting a fucking OnlyFans, you'd spend a little time beefing it up with some content. Like, even just pictures of you sitting around. Like, something. Have something there so that when people pay $20, they're not like, oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Like, we just got scammed. We just got duped.
Yeah. That's so strange, man.
Although, that being said, I kind of am excited to watch the basketball game.
I just don't know who's waiting, who's been waiting to see this rematch. They say it's a rematch.
What's
I don't even know.
What's the first one?
Yeah, like when did the first one?
Where? What's the first one on? Is that on YouTube or something?
Let's see. Khaled versus Fat Joe basketball. I'm not seeing. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything.
No, you don't see anything. Maybe they did it on Snapchat or something like that. Maybe it was an exclusive Snapchat.
Okay, on August 21st, this is on Facebook. It's just what we just saw. This is them playing basketball.
On what? On YouTube?
On Facebook.
On Facebook, okay.
It's the exact same
and how many
shit.
Views? How many views does it have?
This is a hip-hop column site.
Oh, okay.
Damn, bro, so you're telling me they're making people pay $20 for free content? Like, this is the exact
Luke, let's
same
see
video.
The, let's see the Facebook video.
Here. I'll
He's
link,
got it.
I'll link
He's
it.
Got it.
I will link it. Amazing. Fuck!
Okay, so this is from August of this year.
Last year.
Last year, sorry, last year. Forgot it's 2021.
Some tune, some boy I make tune, I go pop. Man like us make tune, I go pop natural. Pop in your bum buckler.
Hey, damn.
That was it. That's it. It's replaying now. Popping a boomba cloud? What the fuck?
I mean, he's trying to speak, you know. He's doing the...
Patois?
Yeah, he's doing the Chet... he's doing the Chet Hanks.
No, Chet Hanks is better at it than him.
I mean... Look. I just... What? This is the worst thing to bring to OnlyFans. A basketball one-on-one? Well,
the funniest thing is they use that footage. They just recut it and put music behind it.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
We got scammed, brother. How many people you think signed up for that?
Two.
Two people? Just me and you? Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
It's like to think we could have used that money to buy
something better.
Gear from Sweetwater.
From Sweetwater.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in two orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Dude, I'm just, you know, I'm just taken back. Like they're not even playing the game. It's not like there are naked cheerleaders. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just.
It's not like there's like
virgin basketball.
Yeah, I know. It's just,
PG.
Two big boys playing ball. Which is maybe is a like obscure fetish.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. You know, the same could way Tiger capitalized on his like old leaked nudes, maybe their management said, "Hey guys, that video of you guys playing basketball, it sparked a whole new subculture."
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is growing.
I don't know what it is, but I've seen there's a subreddit now. It's wild.
There's a TikTok community. I mean, it's going up.
Triple B, big boy ball.
And if we could just get the two of you to pave the way, because then we start getting other. Then we can start involving other big boys playing the game. Okay, we can get Rod Wave. Huh? Get a three-way game of you, three of you. Rod Wave versus
Garth
Fat
Brooks.
Joe. Versus Khaled and Garth Brooks. Here's the catch. It's every man for themselves.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's like a regular high school, junior high school game.
Mm-hmm.
Four of you fighting for one ball.
Mm.
It's going to do numbers, I'll tell you what. Yeah, that's hilarious. Sorry, I just had a flash memory of Bill in the audience today, Bill Clinton, that dude. He looks like the Doomer meme, like the Doomer Wojak, like with the eyes just completely sucked out. That guy didn't have eyeballs. Like he was just, he was in the crowd.
Because he's old?
No, it's just his eyes have sunken so far into his head.
Because he's old. He's like old as fuck now, isn't he?
Let's see.
He's 80-something?
Bill Clinton is 74. He's younger than Joe.
Oh, 74. What the fuck?
Younger than Joe.
Damn. Never mind. I thought he
looked
super old.
Bad, dude. I just saw mask, nose, and eyebrow, but no pupil. It was straight up just shadow.
Oh, man.
His eyes. It was crazy.
Dang.
Anyway, moving forward.
Okay, so here, a little update on the Army Hammer shit, okay? Update.
Yeah, this shit.
I know you were, last week, you were reluctant.
Yeah, well, because, you know. Well, and here's the thing. We recorded it. It literally, like, we had finished recording, and then all that other shit had come out.
That day, pretty much.
I went and looked at my phone. I said, oh, man, we just a little too ahead.
Yeah, Friday, yeah, we were driving, and Kelsey was like, oh, my God, I can't wait to tell you about all the other shit that happened. So, like, they found someone followed a Finsta account of his that he was posting on, but, like, no holds barred. Like, he was just going for it, like, would just post his life, and I think someone that followed it like exposed him and sold all the videos and shit like that to some like tabloid. But basically, there's like he was like he's just going crazy, man. He's smoking DMT on this thing, on this Finsta. He what else did he do? Hold on,
damn, Sweetwater.
What?
Sweetwater hooked his ass up. Thank you, Sweetwater, for the sweet DMT I am smoking in the Cayman Islands.
Thank you also for this Universal Audio Apollo Duo you sent me.
Bro, he's doing his own version of the Zuck video, but it's like humans. And I'm just here smoking these meats.
We were saying that. We were joking about that exact same thing.
I'm here smoking this
human meat here. Human ribs I got on the green egg here.
Tasty.
And on the Traeger, I have a, that's a piece of human sirloin.
It's actually a bus driver's thigh on the green egg.
Okay, so video revealed. Army Hammer's Instagram post professing his love of sexy barbecue meat. Sexy barbecue meat. As one Hollywood publicist says, everyone assumed he was in an open marriage. Army Hammer showed off a lingerie-clad woman waiting for him on a hotel bed, apparently in the Cayman Islands. So in this video, he's in the Cayman Islands, which I guess his wife lives there now, and his kids live with his wife. And so he was there to see his kids or something like that. And he was, like, complaining. He was like, I don't want to go back to the fucking Cayman Islands, but I guess as a perk, I get to fuck Miss Cayman again. And so this video, that's Miss Cayman, which apparently it's not her. It's some girl that joined the pageant twice and didn't get close to winning or something like that.
What does... man, hold on. Why do they have to just, like... why did just shit on this? All she did was fuck Armie Hammer. She didn't know what she was involved with. You know what I mean? Like, such a shitty thing.
By the way, it goes deeper than that. It goes deeper than that. I don't know. There was someone... There's this Instagram account that does like celebrity gossip. I don't know. I'm getting too deep on the celeb gossip thing. You're right. Like, it's not about her.
I don't know. It just feels like a petty thing to add in there. And by the way, she wasn't Miss Cayman. So just like I could like picture Tucker Carlson getting pissed. By the way, she wasn't Miss Cayman. She wasn't Miss Cayman at all.
Well, I mean,
she was a regular girl who entered the pageant twice and didn't win.
Maybe it's a testament to the things like him, his ability to lie or fabricate things, or maybe that's why I included it, right?
I see.
And I don't know. Apparently, it goes deeper than that. There's some weird shit with this girl too. If you know the details, leave them in the comments. I don't really know them, so I'm not at liberty to talk about it. Anyways, so he does this video of him in the Cayman Islands where he is like in the hotel. He's like, I had to switch my room. He's staying at the Ritz or something like that, and he's like, I had to switch rooms. Check out my new room here. Here's the door. Here's the closet. Here's the standard bathroom. And then here is the beds. And he like pans by the bed and there's this woman on all fours on her hands and knees in lingerie and her ass is like bright red. And he just like pans by it.
And he's like, it's a pretty sweet room.
And that he posted that on his Finsta.
This man has lost it. completely lost it.
And then, Luke, do you have the video of him smoking that DMT or the video of him where it's like the caption says, when you find out DMT doesn't show up on drug tests? He has to get drug tested to see his kids.
I'm sorry. I'm stuck on the fact that I don't even think Nelk would post something like that.
Yeah.
A woman with a bright red spanked ass.
Yeah.
I think that's a decent test of, you know, if would Nelk post this? And if it's no, you probably got something offensive.
That's true. That's a good bar. I like that.
What, you know,
would Nelk post this?
Would Nelk post this?
Yeah, that's the level of like, you know, the give a fuck chart.
Yeah. Cuz Nelk is on 10.
Or the Yeah, exactly. 10 of not giving a fuck chart is what I mean.
Yeah.
How much did you not give a fuck about what you're posting?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't mention to say Nelk is on 11.
Yeah.
I think Nelk is like over the line.
Yeah.
So would Nelk post this? Nah.
Okay, then don't post it.
Definitely leave. Yeah, I should delete this.
Maybe post. That's OnlyFans. Post it on the OnlyFans.
Yeah. I don't even know then. I think if Nelk, because Nelk has their own OnlyFans, so it's like, if Nelk won't post it on their OnlyFans or regular, you probably have something like that has the interest of like federal employees.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Hey, man, what are you doing over there? Oh, it's just I Miss Cayman in my cool room. Anyway.
Wait a minute. That's not Miss Cayman. She joined the pageant twice and didn't even get close to winning.
You're a fucking liar, Army.
Hey, play that video of his crazy face.
I gotta see this.
Yeah, you're gonna like this one.
This dude is a nutcase.
This is great.
Whoa. All right, my man.
When you realize they don't test for DMT on drug tests.
Oh, what a psycho, brother.
Bro, that face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Connor Murphy are smoking the same shit.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Dang. Wild.
Yeah, and then his wife came out and said that she did an interview with Page Six and said that he used to talk about like wanting to barbecue her ribs and stuff like that, but and then she just like thought it was weird and then they never talked about it again, but so that's another little
Can you imagine being her? You're married to this actor. You think you know him, and then one day he's like, "We look good today. I'm going to barbecue your ribs." Just like, and he just never brings it up again.
I'd love to cook up a piece of your ass.
Love to cut off that your...
Sorry, go ahead.
I'd love to cut off your feet and barbecue them and then let little army have a go.
Little perv.
Little freak.
Little fucking pervert. Our son's a sick fuck. You know that. He gets that from you.
How fast are you divorcing if your significant other says they want to barbecue your ribs?
Well, that's what I mean, is like, in that context, someone saying that randomly, you'd be like, oh, that was just like a weird thing. People say weird shit all the time by accident. You know, humans. It's like, I would just chalk that up to like, oh, that maybe he didn't, it came out differently than he meant it. Maybe he just meant it as a cute thing. Like he wants to munch on my stomach or something like that, you know? I wouldn't think like he literally wants to barbecue my rib meat and eat it and let the blood stream down his face. Which is probably what he wants to do.
I know this is going to end up on some Twitter account, you know. I want a man who loves me so much that he's willing to eat me. I want, you know what I mean?
Like, what do you mean?
I know there's just, you know, in a few years, we're going to, at some point, we're going to see this, an unironic, like, I want a cannibal boyfriend. I know it's out there. Yeah. I know it's out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like one of those.
That's what I'm saying. His DMs are probably filled with just eat my ribs.
Yeah.
I'll be your little McRib.
The, ladies and gentlemen, the McRib is back.
Human carcass.
You know he's hitting McDonald's every day for the McRib, man. Just because it's called the McRib.
Yeah, he
just
buys it.
Gets close to something that he actually wants to eat.
Yeah, he buys it and then, like, you know, he fucking chucks that bread out the window, hucks it, and just spreads the McRib sauce all over his hands and like his face. And he's like a psycho.
Oh, back for a limited time. It's only back for a limited time.
I said this yesterday, but he got way too into that sorry to bother you role, man. It's yeah, crazy exactly. How that's exactly who he, not exactly, but it's basically who he is.
Yeah. Yeah, that part of the, that shit scarred me, man. I blocked that movie out of my memory.
I loved that movie. I thought it was so good.
Oh my God, dude. Them turning into horses, that scared the shit out of me.
I'm sorry.
What?
It's just a funny sentence. Turning into horses? Oh, that scared the shit out of me.
I don't know. Horses scare the fuck out of me, man. Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass, because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
You remember in The Ring that scene? The scariest part of The Ring for me was the scene of the horse running down the deck of the boat. Do you remember that? When it just runs and then jumps into the water?
From The Ring.
That scarred me. I don't know why. A horse running. It was like overhead shot of this horse just galloping at full speed down the deck of this ferry. And then it jumps off, I'm pretty sure. And that like has stayed with me for years.
The fuck?
I know. I hate horses, though. I'm allergic.
We're finding
to
out
them
something
too.
New.
I hate
You're allergic
them.
To.
Yeah, I'm allergic to them. Like, can't even get within 20 feet of a horse, or I start like my body stops like functioning normally. Oh my god, it's awful. I start like melting down and just. Mucus
this
everywhere.
Took a,
and,
such a weird turn.
I hate horses.
Fucking first start with that. Fucking. I hate horses. I'm allergic to them. Just melt. They just ruin my life. I fucking hate them.
I do.
Oh my god, dude. All right.
There's one time I told you this probably a summer camp. We're doing horseback riding one day, and I just was like dreading it because I was like, I fucking hate these animals. I don't want to get anywhere near them. I just hate it. But I had to do it because the alternative was something stupid like canoeing. I didn't want to do that either. So got on the horse, and I'm in the back of the line of horses.
Yeah.
And my horse stops to eat something, like a shrub or I don't know, something stupid, right?
Yeah.
It's grass or whatever. You've seen grass before. You have a fucking horse.
Yeah.
You know? And all the other horses keep going because they're not stupid. And my horse is sitting there eating this thing. And I'm like, come on. I'm trying to get it to go. And I'm like kicking it or doing it, whatever. And it's not going. And it's just eating this thing. And I'm like, come on. Like, they're in the distance now. I'm getting freaked out because I'm like, what if I just get left here? And then all of a sudden my horse snaps back into it, sees the other horse, and takes off full gallop. To the back of the line.
Nitrous.
So I'm sitting there like, right? I just nailed the back of my head so hard. But isn't a full gallop? I've never ridden a horse before. So I'm like trying just to not fall off. I'm trying, like I'm scared for my life at this point. I'm like just bouncing up and down. And I don't fall off. Luckily, I was able to hold on barely. I was almost about to fall off and like break my neck. And I get to the back of the line, and the horse stops, and I just started crying, like bawling my eyes out, like bawling. It's like one of the hardest I've ever cried. So,
welcome to therapy, bro.
Maybe that's why
that was that Cody's scene first scared therapy me so much. Session.
It was scary, dude.
I hate horses.
I do.
Holy fucking shit, dude. I'm crying. If you couldn't see already. God damn. I don't even know how we got on that, but that's easily the funniest. That's one of the funniest things ever happened on this podcast. It's just that whole... Holy shit.
I want to know, though, if you like horses, what is it that you like about them? They're fucking awful. Big and just, you know, when people go up and pet the nose. Oh, it's a little nose. What are you doing? Feed an apple. It's gross.
I've never understood the willingness to pet like a horse skull. That shit freaks me out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like the, like when they like go up and they're just grabbing it. I'm like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
This animal feels like
a wild
beast. Yeah. Like it's like wars. So many wars have been done on this animal, bro. Yeah. Like don't touch it like that.
Yeah.
Like it's a fucking dog. Don't do that.
Yeah. One move. You're dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Horses have always freaked me the fuck out. When we shot.
Oh, boom.
Dude, when we shot Super Zan. I had like zoned out and I stepped behind that horse and I had this moment where I was like, oh my God, why the fuck did I do that?
You remember how scared I was when we were filming with that fucking thing?
Oh yeah.
It was just being near it. I was like, I just, it would like, you know, it would start to get a little frustrated from just standing there and it would like just move a little bit and I would like freak out.
Yeah. Damn. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
Hilarious that we didn't, or I didn't even think to get anything to tie the horse to. Made that trainer girl just stand there. Oh, she was mad. What a day. What a day. Did that video for $3,000.
That video was $3,000?
Or $3,500.
Oh, my God.
Tom, who ended up being the DP on Walkman, he was the gaffer that day, and he gaffed that whole thing by himself.
Wow.
He was fucking pissed. By the end of the day, he was livid.
Absolute champion. What was his name?
Tom.
Tom, yeah. We appreciate you, Tom.
Shout out to you, Tom. He always answered my calls back. He didn't shut me down after that. So
Kyle said Cody and Noel do horseback riding.
I was gonna say, fuck no, dude.
What do you not like? What's your fear? Skydiving or something?
Yeah, fuck skydiving, man.
So maybe that's what we'll do. I'll ride a horse and you can go skydiving.
Fuck. Maybe I could do it. I don't know. It does.
I'm kind of the same actually.
Out.
It scares me a little bit, but I would do it. I went to do it one time, but I didn't get to do it.
Yeah. I just got freaked out because Alina and I were supposed to go, and it got canceled like 4 or 5 times in a row. It was some number that went over
like
3.
You're like, God's telling us not to do this?
Yeah, we're like, nah. Man, I was about to do some shit to bring the mood down, but I'm not going to do it. Nope. Okay. Nope.
Why don't we do producer surprise? For the last 10 minutes of this podcast, we want to do a new segment where they pick out TikToks and we watch them.
Yeah, the producer surprise.
The producer surprise.
What this is going to set up for though is when we're in the new studio, the producer surprise is going to evolve.
Yes,
it could be a pair of horse nuts.
It's just all horse TikToks.
It's just horse shit. Cody's like,
no, why?
Luke and Kyle, I'll give you permission when we're in the new studio to just put a horse in the studio one day. And, you know, just as a surprise. That's the producer surprise.
I would quit the podcast. I'm not coming back. Make the horse.
You're walking into the building, you just hear, like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, hell no! All right, show us. What do you got? Show us your TikTok.
Give us something.
Let's see some funny. Are these funny or what are they?
You can see what the topics are. The first one's from Kyle. It just says surfing.
Okay.
I love these vague descriptions.
Oh, is this the one of the jet ski? No.
Surf. Yeah, if you don't mind just taking him with you. Once me and him were supposed to go surfing together, but like I said, I never got to learn and he died.
Oh my God.
Go, Dad!
Dude, that's... Oh, my fucking God, man. Shout out to Creations Ross, man. That guy is so fucking funny. Beans in the car. He's the dude who did the beans in the car.
Oh, my
for the
God,
oils.
The beans in the
SpaghettiOs.
Computer? Holy
fuck. The guy
fuck.
Is genius, man. Shout out Ross Creations, man.
These are the best pranks. Like, when they're smart like this.
Yeah.
But this is so smart because that kid like felt like he owed this guy something.
You take my dad with you, man. Go, Dad. That dude just out there balancing a fucking urn, just
trying to paddle through this awful whitewash. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Look at this. Look at the frame right there. Like the wince, like from his face. He's like, what? Huh?
Oh,
damn it. It's so good.
What else we got?
All right, what's this one? Tipping hats.
I was flicking a hat racist.
So I'm not 100% certain if it's racist. As a white man, I don't know if I can really speak on that, but I do know it's livestock. When I was a kid, my grandpa used to buy and sell sheep. He didn't raise the sheep. He just would buy and sell. He's more like a drug dealer for sheep. It would always go something like, want some sheep?
Yep.
and then we would sell them the sheep. But one time there was this guy that just bought one sheep, and while we were trying to unload the sheep from the truck, he kept flicking the brim of his hat like you were doing, and it was so fucking weird. The guy was the weirdest person I ever met, and we drove away. I was like, Grandpa, why'd that guy keep looking at you and flicking the brim of his hat like that? And he goes, well, what you're going to find out is in the country, there's some guys who like to fuck sheep. And if you're delivering a sheep and the guy flicks the brim of his hat like that, he's asking you if you want to fuck the sheep with him. So I'm not saying you're racist, but what I am saying is every time I see one of you fucking idiots doing that, I feel like you're asking me if I want to run an Eiffel Tower on a sheep, and I don't. It makes me uncomfortable. I'd appreciate it if you stop asking me.
You do with that information what you need to.
That...
So the beginning, which you didn't hear, you said, how is flicking a hat racist?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, my God.
What a weird piece of knowledge. I'm blown away by that.
Is that real, or was he just saying that to basically call the guy a sheep fucker?
I mean, I just feel so elaborate.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, it's like too crazy to make up.
It's so specific. That's why I'm like, I kind of want, I, you know. I know we got one person, you know, whose like family is like a lineage of tractor pullers, and they can go, ah, yeah. Yeah, we got a goat seller in our family, and I tell you, that little, he fucking that sheep.
He a little perv, that guy.
Little perv, he a little freak, little army hammer with the sheep. Nasty man.
Oh, sheep.
Oh, sheep. Ew. No. No.
All right, let's see the next one. What do we got?
Producer surprise. You don't skate.
All right. No, you go now. Oh, I love this one. So fucking good. Dude, also, how like unsatisfying is that?
Yeah,
doesn't that like hit that part of your brain that's like, just fucking put it on the ground and skate on it?
Yeah, just run with it by their
finish
side.
Finish the move. It reminds me of our song that we used to do on stage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Called Yeah.
It's just Yeah.
We had a song. I don't know. Did we ever play it for the podcast?
I feel like we did. Maybe we didn't. We tried to do this like meta thing where we would like say, yeah, we got a new song, and it just sounded like we just say yeah like multiple times, like we're about to like spit.
Yeah.
We just never say anything. But I think the problem with that live is I think people were just so hyped that we might have done it that no one got the joke.
I think it takes like choreography or something, you know?
Yeah.
We sort of started doing that at the end where we'd come together and be like, ah, yeah. And then start like walking away again. I think it could still work.
I think it just needed to go longer.
Yeah.
It was like 6 minutes of us just going,
yes,
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, hold on. I'm getting there.
Let's go.
Shit. Sound like shit up here.
God damn it. Come on. Lady Gaga. Could you help me?
Beyonce, don't look away.
Beyonce,
don't look away.
I see you there, Beyonce. I see you. You can't just put up your hand.
Come on, man. Don't look away. All right, let's
what else?
Oh, actually, I think we got some time because of the we can do a few more.
Do a couple more.
Okay.
I did not think that I was old, and I had absolutely no issue with my age. And then I saw a video earlier this week on TikTok of this girl who was like, only the younger generation will understand this. And the caption was 2000s babies. Don't fucking do that to me. I don't need a fucking quarter life crisis right now. Yeah, my hair is damaged and it's in a side part, but I don't know what a mortgage is. You don't either. What do you want me to do? Shake some ass? I'll throw some ass. That was horrible. Anyways, proof is in the pudding. I'm young and sprung. Ow. Anyways, I was like, you know what, Lauren? I'm confident. I don't need this. You're not old. It's fine. And then I saw this video on TikTok of this girl that I like have a crush on. She's super pretty, super funny, whatever. And I was like, oh my God, she posted a TikTok. And the TikTok was like, if you use the crying laugh emoji, this one, the one I use all the fucking time, she was like, if you use the crying laugh emoji, you're too old for me. And I was like, this is a joke. So I went to the comments and everyone was like, I would rather fucking die than speak to someone who uses the crying laugh emoji.
What?
I will hurl myself through a window. Is that what you fucking want? I am 25.
You see, this is the problem with these ones. It's when people are complaining about people complaining about the younger generation and they're still younger than us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I
like
just...
half of TikTok now is people complaining about the fact that people that are born in 2000 are 21 now, and yeah. They're 25. It's like you're still the exact same age.
Yeah, I just think what's Hashtag LGBTQ.
What?
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
I think what's, I feel bad for Laura Steele here because you should have known that the crying laugh emoji was like boomer shit. Crying laugh emoji went transcended to Meta in like 2014.
Yeah.
It was already like an ironic
thing. Yeah. It started getting fucked up when people started baking it into their like Instagram. They're like Instagram captions that are baked into the video.
Yeah.
You know, like when they used to do the white bars.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when the crying laughing emoji died.
Yeah.
That's when it stopped meaning what it means, what it's supposed to mean. It was intended to mean like, oh man.
Laura Steele, if you see this, you need to head over to Old Head Memes on Instagram and see that literally every post uses a crying laugh emoji. I'm sorry to break it to you.
All right, we got one more. Let's do one more.
Whoa. Wave. What in the?
What the fuck is this? Wait, is there music or?
Don't forget to sparkle and shine today. And remember, if anyone tries to dull your sparkle, they're just jealous.
What? I can't tell if she's 70 or 7.
Or 77.
Yeah.
She hashtagged it Bimbo TikTok. What the fuck is Bimbo TikTok?
Yo, that's so funny, man. People, oh man, Bimbo TikTok. That's a fucking boomer ass word right there.
Bimbo?
Bimbo was like that was the political term for hoe.
Yeah.
Like 30 years ago.
Yeah. Hussy too.
Yeah, I think people. Oh yeah, hussy. Yeah, hussy's old. Yeah, bruh. Oh my god, it's so funny to be on TikTok to be like a proud like bimbo. That was such a diss back in the day. You fucking bimbo.
This is how she hashtagged it. Hashtag Chanel addict. Hashtag you should know. Hashtag accountant.
Word.
Hashtag bimbo TikTok. Hashtag Gucci gang. Barbie Betch, block out the noise.
Barbie Betch.
That's fucking sick that she threw accountant in there randomly.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I do have a job. But I'm also a fucking hussy.
Glitter Paris Ginger. Look, go to her whole page. Is that the whole page? It's like glitter shine positivity posts. Oh, yeah. This
oh,
shit is,
Lord.
This is
oh,
like,
my God.
Oh, we got to. Yeah, no, we won't. We won't. Yeah. You know, we don't know what's going on here. But
yeah.
Chanel West Coast and Glitter Paris Ginger about to have their own celebrity boxing match.
Oh man. You see Jose Canseco is fighting a Barstool intern in their like Barstool fighting a rough and rowdy thing.
Why does he do this? I think Jose Canseco fought for a short minute. Like
oh, why the fuck? I don't know. Also, in the bonus, we got to talk about the fight.
Yeah.
The Max Holloway fight.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, we could start whenever.
Yeah. Let's switch over. Thank you, everyone, for listening to today's episode. Hope you liked the producer surprise. I actually really enjoyed that. Those were fucking five great TikToks.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You come to the bonus because I'm about to pull up this fucking old pride fight of Jose Canseco versus Hongman Choi. Oh, my goodness. We are in for a treat. All right, here we go.
Thanks, guys. Bye.